I saw the advancing insects first, and froze like a dog on point, one paw raised and his snout thrust forward. For a moment, the only part of him to move was the dark and velvety skin of his muzzle, first twitching back to reveal the clenched needles of his teeth, then relaxing to hide them, then twitching back again. The bugs came on. Whatever they were, the turtle maturin upraised in the pear's hand meant nothing to them. A fat guy wearing a tuxedo with plaid lapels spoke weakly, almost questioningly, to the bird thing. "They weren't to come any further than here, Maimon, nor to leave. We were told..." Oi lunged forward, a growl coming through his clamped teeth. It was a decidedly un-Oi-like sound, reminding Callahan of a comic strip balloon. "Arr!" "No!" Jake shouted, alarmed. "No, Oi!" At the sound of the boy's shout, the yells and laughter from behind the tapestry abruptly ceased, as if the falcon back there had suddenly become aware that something had changed in the front room. Oi took no notice of Jake's cry. He crunched three of the bugs in rapid succession, the crackle of their breaking carapaces gruesomely clear in the new stillness. He made no attempt to eat them, but simply tossed the corpses, each the size of a mouse, into the air with a snap of the neck and a grinning release of the jaws. And the others retreated back under the tables. "He was made for this," Callahan thought. "Perhaps once in the long ago, all bumblers were. Made for it the way some breeds of terrier are made to..." A hoarse shout from behind the tapestry interrupted these thoughts. "Humes!" one voice cried, and then a second, "Ka-humes!" Callahan had an absurd impulse to yell Gesundheit. Before he could yell that or anything else, Roland's voice suddenly filled his head. 6.